You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stukats Podcast.
What happened with you and a bagel, and what happened with you saying that you want to have a conversation about the most dangerous things to slice? Like, what, something must have happened to you this weekend, because what you come in here with is just a series. If you've taken a flight, all of a sudden you've got a whole lot of flying observations.
Got a great hotel anecdote into weekend observations.
Thank you.
So what happened to you with a bagel, and why are bagels dangerous to slice?
So I'm still slicing bagels the traditional way with, you know, a very sharp knife. A bagel's tough to get through, and when it gets through, it's kind of, you don't know where it's going to come through at. Sometimes it's your finger, sometimes you've avoided the finger. I didn't realize that we had a bagel slicer at home. I didn't know. We've had it for years. I had no idea that Abby got one. It's a game changer. Like, I'm telling you, bagels go from the most dangerous thing to slice to the easiest thing to slice because of this one invention. It's incredible. The bagel slicer, you put it in the middle, you put the thing down, it comes out, it's perfectly cut. But before the invention of the bagel slicer, I maintain that that was the most dangerous thing to slice, was a bagel. I mean, Dan, it's terrifying. Have you ever sliced a bagel?
I have.
What I'm talking about.
I wouldn't call it terrifying, but in general, I would say I am inordinately cautious around the slicing of things, just because I don't want one of the things to be sliced to be my finger.
Right.
How many bagels do you have to eat to have a dedicated bagel slicer, though? Like, you guys must go through like 50 bagels a week to make that thing worth it.
We do. We have bagels like every Sunday, at least, you know, every Sunday I'll go get bagels, some tuna fish, a little coffee, you know the deal. I mean, some salmon, the whole thing.
Some lox, a schmear.
Yeah, a little schmear.
I don't believe you. That's it. That's all I have to say.
That I've ever sliced a bagel, or I get bagels every Sunday?
He has a bagel slicer.
Just for this situation, talking about you have bagels every Sunday. I don't believe you.
We do. We have bagels every Sunday.
From where?
I forget the name of the place.
Mm. And they don't slice them for you.
It's no, they don't slice it.
All apart.
But I will tell you, it's right on Coral Ridge Drive. It's in a strip mall. It's at the very end. Mitch's Bagels, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Mitch's
and Mitch bagels. Doesn't slice the bagels for you? You
Mitch
say
is
no,
no longer with us.
Oh. Sorry to his family.
It's fine. You know that about old Mitch.
What an odd thing for him to lie about. He's rubbing his
Mitch.
Arms now. It's one of his tells.
I feel terrible that I had to say it. I
mean, do you guys want to call Abby and ask her how often they have bagels? Do you guys, whether it's an every Sunday thing, and see if this lie falls apart in a public fashion?
I'll send Billy the number here. Billy, do you have Abby's
number? No, I'd rather call Mitch's and see if Mitch is dead.
Okay, why don't you do that? Do that. Do that. Off air, though.
I mean, where is this?
The kid doesn't need to hear. Coral Springs. Mm.
Just it's such a strange thing to lie about. What was it, Roy, that gave you the indication that he was lying? Because the question of what's the name of the place, not having an immediate answer, was pretty good in terms of cornering him.
Just all of it. Talking about he has bagels every Sunday. And now he's going to a place in Coral Springs. What do you need a slicer for?
I think the tell was his lips are moving.
Is it? But is it that he lies, or is it that he simply can't help himself from exaggerating? That everything has to be an embellishment.
We have ourselves a new superhero, the exaggerator.
It might not be that he always lies, though he does. I do think that it's just that he has a need to make things. He's Tommy Topper. He needs to make something a little bit, have a little bit more flourish than it actually has, to bring a little spice to life.
I'm just telling you, a little Sunday brunch. We go out to Mitch's. Mitch is no longer there. Okay. We get 12 bagels. You get the 13th free little baker's dozen right there, Dan.
Here comes the avalanche of details now that he's had time to think.
We get the black and white cookies.
To cover up the lie, I mean, and the embellishment.
Oh, the black and whites. Oh, they're so good.
So you go to every Sunday to buy a baker's dozen.
Yeah, and what's great is they have a drive-through now. They didn't have that when Mitch was around. They have added a drive-through. So now my wife orders it, and I just go through the drive-through, and it takes me like 15 minutes, you know? Tack on a couple of heaters, I'm home in 25.
Yeah. A few Sunday morning cigarettes?
You know, right before the game.
I really don't understand the need to lie about these things.
Lying. You'll be disappointed here. I'm sorry.
You didn't know the name of the place, and now, you know, a minute later come the details that were being asked for when you were cornered in the lie.
The thing is that he knows that I can't call this place and say, is Mitch dead? Right? Like, because he knows I'm not going to be able to do
I'm
that.
I'm telling you that he's dead.
You lie a lot.
It was Mitch's West Side Bagels, and now it's West Side Bagels. I mean, that's what it's called, you know?
So it's not Mitch's anymore. It's West Side Bagels.
Mitch is no longer with us. I mean,
I'm looking at a Mitch's West Side Bagels. The only location is in Weston. That is very far from
here. Yeah, the Coral Springs one says permanently closed.
Well, it's open.
Every Sunday, huh?
Oh, go there every Sunday.
That might have been the last bagel place he went to two foreclosed houses ago. That might have been. He was just one. He was just trying to find whatever it is he wanted to go. He went there. He's like, what are the name of famous bagel places and what have you? Kevin Durant was quoted here.
Slicing. I mean,
this Kevin Durant was quoted as saying, "We never know where we're going to end up with the lies." Yes, we were talking about slicing.
I want to be vindicated here.
I'm finally telling the truth,
and no one believes me.
Well, because the places you're talking about are closed or far away. Like, you're not driving. You just said that it takes 25 minutes with the heaters, and Weston is a good 45 minutes from where you live.
No, I go to the one in Coral Springs, Parkland in Coral Springs,
but
right next door.
It's not called Mitch's anymore.
It's
you
West
said it
Side. It's because Mitch is no longer with us. I mean, that would be weird if you still called it Mitch's.
Why wouldn't you honor the late great bagel making Mitch?
I don't want to do this, but when did Mitch leave us?
I believe it was two to 3 years ago, something like that. It was a shock to all of us.
Yeah, was it? It's a shock to Mitch apparently because he posted on Instagram April 1st.
Interesting. You sure? Now there was a Mitch Jr. No,
stop! Just stop! Are you sure? Look it up. You look it up, and then are you sure? Is it Mitch Jr.? Is it his namesake? Stop!
So I'm reading an article here from CoralSpringsTalk.com. And it says here, a bagel chain with a large presence in Long Island and South Florida is planning to reopen Westside Bagels at the Sawgrass Center on Coral Ridge Road. Shuttered for the past few months, Westside Bagels closed when its former owner, Jeffrey Lichtman, died unexpectedly in November 2019.
That's Mitch. Jeffrey is Mitch.
Yes.
Yeah, well, his friends call him Mitch.
That's Mitch. His middle name?
That's Jeffrey. Sorry, Mitch.
Oh, Mitchell.
So, Kevin Durant.
Is it $50 for killing Mitch?
That is Mitch.
I think that is. He's saying that Jeff is Mitch. He pivots to wherever it is that he can just keep lying.
I'm amazed at his ability to do it. His friends call him Mitch. That's Mitch. Off the tip of his tongue.
He has had a lot of practice over many decades lying. I don't know. Let's examine this for a second. When and how and why did you become a liar? Did you get in trouble in your childhood? Was there no one punishing you? Was there anyone teaching you the morality of truth telling? Like, how did it happen?
Like an Inside the Actor's Studio interview of Scott.
Yes, I want to now know what the roots.
It came so naturally to me. I can't pinpoint an actual date or. Well, the reason was to benefit myself. I can't. But other than that, I don't. It's been a while.
How are you not better at it with all of this practice that these things can fall apart on you this quickly? Anytime we call someone.
I was great at it right up until I started hanging out with you. And then you have all these probing questions. I mean,
you used to just get away.
They all fall apart.
I can't keep up with you. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten worse at it.
That's good.
I can't do the inventory on the whack-a-mole of keeping inventory of all the facts and lies that you get wrong.
Why would I lie about getting bagels?
Who knows?
Exactly.
I don't have any idea why you would lie about any of the things that you lie about. I don't know. I'm fascinated and intrigued, but I don't know why you lie so poorly or why you insist upon lying about every goddamn thing in the universe where nothing can just be by itself and be the truth. I have to concoct a tapestry about Mitch is Jeff and he's no longer with us and he makes me bagels. Even though I haven't had bagels in 6 months, I have them in every week, and I don't smoke heaters except on Sunday morning when I'm taking the 25-minute drive to someplace that's 50 minutes away.
I think the initial lie was to defend him owning a bagel cutter.
Yes. Yeah. A bagel slicer, yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine Stugatz being interrogated on a crime he has committed? Because it's not just that he lies and it's not just that his tells are obvious. It's that he thinks he's being great at the lying. And so I do believe that Stugatz, when being interrogated and just under a single swinging light bulb of interrogation, I believe he would think that he's killing it while accidentally confessing.
You're never going to get past Columbo to Stugatz, I can tell you that.
I had an experience with Stugatz last week where
the cops are just laughing at me.
On the inside.
I'm still convinced Stugatz was lying to me, even though he was sending me photos of Xfinity trucks fixing the internet. He told me that the internet was out in his house. And then he's sending me pictures of Xfinity trucks and fire trucks and all of this stuff because he was trying to get out of an interview that he was doing, I believe. And he promised me that's not what was going on and went to the lengths of sending me all of these photos and telling me, buddy, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't worry. It's okay. And then the next day he was on a flight and then the next day he was driving somewhere. But I'm convinced he has these photos stored up for a rainy day to just tell us, hey, listen, I lost internet. Here's an Xfinity truck trying to work on it.
Jesus, he's on to me.
I think he's just searching the internet. I believe that it's like the bear on Trey Wingo's porch. I believe he's just got an assortment, a file for his lies.
Excuse folder.
A library.
Hey!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.